Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Welcome, everybody, to the Build Different podcast. I am here with Kem, and this is High Off Life, episode one, where we are high off life. I'm high off life right now.
Yes, we
are. What's up, Kem? Tell us about yourself, man.
Well, you know, regular. Be honest with you, man. I'm from Newark, New Jersey.
Okay.
I'm a traveling guy. I was born in Newark, New Jersey, moved to a place called Williamsport, Pennsylvania. You should know a lot about this, being the big baseball guy you are, home of the Little League World Series. That's where I spent the majority of like my teenage years. Really, really country town. But what it did for me was like open my eyes up to like just a difference in the world, which was great. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, that's fantastic.
Yeah, which is really cool. So a little later, I kind of moved around and now I'm in Albany, New York.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. This is it. It's like, but this is High Off Life, so you know what we're gonna do is, you know, basically we're just gonna be high off life. We're gonna get high, we're gonna talk, you know, we're gonna smoke what God gave us, some, you know, real good stuff. So, you know, why don't you give us an introduction to the weed we're smoking. So basically what we're gonna do is I'm gonna have Kem, me and him, we're probably gonna be the main guys that run this. We'll have guests, we'll have, you know, great weed, the guests will bring weed, we'll have flavors, we'll have everything, and we'll have a good time, we'll talk, and we'll have a blast here on the Built Different podcast. We always do, right Steve? We always have a good time. Amen. So what are we smoking on today?
So today we are smoking on gumbo.
I'm probably gonna die by the end of this episode.
Yes, this actually happens to be called Modern Warfare Gumbo. Please don't be diverted by the name. Yes. This is locally grown, locally owned, but globally known, okay? Gumbo. Do your research. Love it.
Yes. I mean, it's pretty popular up here in New York. So we have a lot of New York listeners, so they should be very familiar with it. I know I'm smoking it a little bit before the podcast. I'm feeling great. I'm pretty high off life, as they would say. Man, what kind of music you been listening to?
That's funny.
For me, the albums, I'm glad they're starting to pick up as of late, because if we probably had this podcast about 2 months ago, I would probably tell you, you know, what's going on with music. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we're starting to get some cool albums.
Okay.
I'm being a little bit appreciative.
Appreciative. Yeah. Okay, so you asked me. So let me tell you, right now, I'm still like, since you said that, because of the albums, I've been liking to re-listen to things like I haven't been able to do before. So there's been some good content. Right now, I've been listening to West Side Gun 10.
Okay.
Hitler Wears Hair Mask 10. I'm still loving Freddie Gibbs' album.
Okay.
I'm still loving that. Okay. What else?
Did you check out Nas's new album yet?
Of course. King of Disease 3 was... It was okay. Yeah. So a lot of people said it was like the best of the three series. Yeah. I wouldn't compare them because they kind of all... You know what I mean? It's what it's supposed to be. You know what I mean? But
Nas
anyway,
is a different taste these days.
A totally different type of taste. Of course, I was listening to that. I love Fabulous.
Okay.
I don't know if you guys, but he's actually put out. You know, yeah, you know what I mean? Like,
this is the first Young Dig we're getting.
Yeah, there we go. Exactly. You know, he
we're opening
it,
up the can of beans early. All right.
Absolutely. Still keeping it going. Fabulous. Who else? I love Griselda Records, period, though. You know what I mean? All of their, like, different type of guys. Yeah. Now, what about you? Who you been listening to?
I mean, you know me, I'm more so in, you know, the younger game of things. You know, Metro Boomin came out, like, but that's real, real recent. He came out, like, that was like a couple days ago. Yes. Came out with that album. Mm-hmm. I was cool with the album. Mm-hmm. It was a nice vibe. You know, the Nas album. Mm-hmm. I thought it was cool. I mean, for me, it's a lot of these albums. It's not anything that I would say is spectacular. Okay. A lot of cool.
There we go. Okay.
I can't wait till Future and Metro Boomin's project. Mm-hmm. But like I said. You know.
Yes.
I feel like there could be a lot better in the music industry.
Okay. Okay.
Drake and 21's project I liked.
Fire.
Yeah. I thought it was great. Yeah.
Fire.
Like, it was different, but in a good way. Because, like, the album before that from Drake was different in a bad way, in my opinion.
Yes.
But this one was different in a good way.
Yeah.
This one was definitely different in a good way, for sure. For sure. But what's your favorite album of all time?
Wow, that's a great question.
Yeah, I gotta put you on the spot.
Now we're gonna think of now that's great because you said all time.
All time.
Okay, so all time.
And this could be like any music genre.
Yes.
Just throw it out there.
All time. Wow.
Because for me, I'm gonna be, and this ain't even an album. So don't come at me.
Ooh.
This is actually what's considered a mixtape.
Okay.
But Friday Night Lights, J. Cole happens to be my favorite project ever. Just because every single song I know, every single song I love, every single song, if it was on Apple Music, would be in my library. That is the only album/mixtape where every single song I would put in my playlist.
All right, so I like
that. That's how I judge my albums, is what I would put into a playlist.
Okay.
Afterwards.
So if I had to, now listen, replay, I'm not going to rank it, okay, but I'm going to say the album, the way that you just categorized it by the music and the content that you know, okay, that, like, you know every single word. There are a couple albums, man, that I could do that.
Like,
with.
Not even about every single word, just replay value. Like, what
replay
like,
value?
For me,
all right, so replay
like,
value.
Like, if you ask Wifey, like, I play that album when I'm washing dishes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when she tells me to get my ass in that kitchen and wash some dishes and do something for her for once, I'm throwing on that album to wash some dishes.
Wow, but see, because I don't want this. All right, so listen, here it is. Purple Tape, Raekwon.
Okay.
Raekwon Purple Tape is a something that I could put on at any given time. Mobb Deep, Shook Ones Part 2, but you said one, okay?
Okay.
But I'll use Raekwon's Purple Tape as something. Right. But see, this has already got me thinking about a rating conversation, like where I would put these guys, so that's don't have to revisit it now, but that's my favorite.
All right, we could definitely revisit it. So who's your favorite modern day artist from this?
From this generation?
This generation.
Drake.
Drake?
Yeah, Drake.
Love Drake. What? I mean, for me...
I'll say that quick.
Cause, I mean, my quick answer is J. Cole, obviously, because, you know, his projects are hands down my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
But, yo, Future, man.
For
me, because he just has fun. It's just...
Yes.
Every time he's on the mic, it's just a vibe. He don't care, like, what it sounds like. he just has a blast.
Yes.
And more than half the time, it's just...
Yes.
It's great. Did you... you're familiar with Rolling Loud, right?
Of course.
Yeah. Have you ever been to one?
Yes.
Yeah, hell yeah. So I went to the New York one this year.
Okay.
And his part was the very last one. And it started freaking pouring.
Mm-hmm.
Pouring rain. And he was doing a set in the rain.
Wow.
Asking to do, like, I can't do another one? And it's, like, pouring rain. And they're, like, evacuating everyone.
Exactly.
Like, I can't do another one? I was like, this guy's vibing, man. Yeah, this guy's a vibe. But, Let's switch to movies, though.
Hmm.
Movies. Mm-hmm. What do you normally...
So, in movies, I'm all over the place. I like everything.
Yeah.
Okay? I'll go to comedy first, but they don't make comedy like they used to, as far as movies go.
Everything's forced as fuck these days.
Yeah, so... Yeah. But I'm an action dude. You know what I mean? Yeah. I like action.
Right. How do you feel about, for example, DC?
Wow. They're dark.
I want to open that can of worms. Because I've kind of been waiting for the perfect time to talk with someone about Marvel mm-hmm. and DC, right?
Okay.
Like, are you, like, up to date with, like, Marvel
totally.
And DC?
Totally. Yeah. Wouldn't believe
so that. How do you feel about that whole thing? Like, with how, like, great Marvel has done and then how all over the place DC is, but they still have, you know, their successes, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
So I still, here's a funny thing. I still watch Titans. I like that.
Okay.
Yeah. That's a DC show that doesn't rival to anything that Marvel has been creating in their universe, but it's something that they keep on going.
Yeah.
But Marvel, man, come on. They can't compete at all. No matter, even if you don't like Marvel's like upper echelon, like, or super poppy, however you want to classify it, they still have like just a way better.
Oh yeah. It was crazy and beautiful how you could just write something mm-hmm. through 23, was it? 24, like that first mm-hmm. bit of movies mm-hmm. and wrap it up in one story mm-hmm. the way they did. No matter what, I mean, yeah, you could say what you want about, you know, how it ended or mm-hmm. how you wanted it to end or mm-hmm. whatever the case may be. That was impressive. I just hope DC gets their shit together. They just have so many good stories to tell. And it's like, I feel like they keep grasping onto something good and then they just keep letting it go for whatever reason.
I don't know. Did you see Black Adam, though?
I don't want to say it. I don't know. I don't want to give an opinion on that because it's like Dwayne Johnson's my guy.
But tell me, though, did you see it? No? Or
I don't want to watch it.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Okay.
So, like, I mean, because it's like, yeah, I mean, because DC, they're trying, but it's just they're not, because I feel like they got something good. They got Joaquin Phoenix as the Joker. I feel mm-hmm. like that's something beautiful, but they don't want to integrate that into, you know, a full-on, you know, mm-hmm. universe. They don't want to integrate mm-hmm. that into the actual universe. They have, what's his name as Batman? Not Robert Pattinson, but guy before him. Jennifer Lawrence's.
Yeah, Ben. Ben Affleck.
Yeah, Ben Affleck. Loved him as Batman. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't like him, but mm-hmm. I personally like him.
I actually liked him, too.
Because he's, like, he's dark. And
he didn't
like,
have to do much. Batman's supposed to do.
He's just, like, a dark dude that just, like, don't fuck with me. Yeah. Like, you know, just, like, leave me alone.
Man,
like,
I'm rich.
I'll beat your ass if you're stealing from the grocery store. Like, going to get my milk, but if I see you stealing, I'm going to snap your neck. You know what I mean? That's what I get from Ben Affleck. But, you know, but I did like Robert Pattinson as Batman, though.
Mm-hmm.
I did, admittedly, I saw that movie high off of, like, one of the strongest edibles I've ever taken.
Nice.
And I was overly critical about the movie. I think I need to see the movie sober. Mm-hmm. Because, like, there was moments where I was so locked into the movie, and that movie was, like, very slow at times, where I was just like, what is happening? Why? I felt like I was in Twilight for a couple of seconds watching. I like Robert Pattinson as an actor, and his acting goes way beyond Twilight, and mm-hmm. I wish some simple-minded people would see that,
mm-hmm.
because his movies, like, are beautiful beyond
dope. Yeah, did you ever see the movie with him and his brother? Like, when he has a brother that is disabled, like, mentally disabled?
Yes. Did you see the one on Netflix, A Devil All the Time?
Yes, man, I like him. Yeah, so I agree with you that
he has such a vast mm-hmm. Way about him. But what are your top three favorite movies?
So, top three favorite. Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Top three favorite. I'm going to go number one, Coming to America. number two.
You mind if I like that?
Go ahead.
Oh, hell yeah.
Number two, my brother's gonna recognize this, like my brother's brothers. I'm gonna say the first Total Recall.
You know, Steve is just loving this in the background.
and now a new favorite of mine is going to be Tenet.
Okay.
All right. So, and I've watched, so that tells you how much movies I've watched. You know what I mean?
You've watched a lot of movies.
I've watched a lot of movies. So, that is really, I'll go Tenet 3.
Oh, man.
Total Recall, the first one, and then Coming to America. Coming to America is like one of those movies like, I don't even want to talk about the second one because the first one, you know, Eddie Murphy is just amazing. But what he was actually able to capture, like, with time, it was a timing thing, too, because that's how people actually looked at, you know what I mean? The world was actually through his lens in that movie. It was a really cool thing. Not all the time is that captured in movies that aren't intended to be, you know what I mean? But it ended up doing that thing. And it's something that, man, I think, I mean, I watched that, man, literally, you know what I mean? 1,000 times.
And yeah, give me yours.
Yeah,
I'm just trying to find the one movie because I was going to give you like a total fucking horseshit.
And then Total Recall. Come on, man. Oh, man, come on, man. I'm dating myself for you and everything, right? Yes, man. What? That was amazing.
Because, like, me, I have my favorite actors that I could watch any movie from. Like, you know, I love Will Ferrell.
Of course.
I love Denzel Washington.
Of course.
Absolutely. Like, you know, I love those guys. But, like, at the same time, I wouldn't pick one of their movies as, like, my top three movies. Even though,
right.
At the same time, oh, no. Okay, I won't say that. But in my top three, Shawshank Redemption, classic.
Awesome.
I don't know. Like, when I was young, for whatever reason, I just loved that movie. Yeah. And I still, to this day, love that movie. There's another movie that I'm trying to look up right now because I forget the name. Because it's actually a French movie. Mm-hmm. Originally, it's just translated into English. It's, you ever see the Netflix show Lupin?
Yes, the detective.
It's that character, that main character. He actually stars in a movie where he's actually like a... He's like a criminal, but then he gets hired taking care of a disabled rich guy, and then he gets his life together.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
And becomes best friend with this guy, and he learns a lot of lessons. Love that movie.
Mm-hmm.
And then Star Wars Revenge of the Sith, episode 3.
Oh, my goodness. Great. Yes. Oh, yes. All right. See, so
That movie, I don't know. It's because that's the movie that got me into Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
I love it because it's just, it gets me talking. It gets me thinking because it's like, damn, what if Anakin didn't turn?
Yes.
Man, fuck you, Mace Windu. Yes. Why did you treat Anakin like shit? You ruined the whole universe.
Yes.
How do you guys get toyed by this old fuck? Like, exactly. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, that movie, it's just such a classical evil versus good and evil just, evil actually winning in a movie is just one of the greatest things. Mm-hmm. And another movie, have you ever seen The Mist?
Of course.
That is what...
Yeah, the horror?
Oh, yeah. The one of the craziest endings of all time.
Yeah.
When I remember watching that. So Friday Night SmackDown used to come on Sci-Fi.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, you know, for all my WWE watchers out there that used to watch back in the day, Friday Night SmackDown used to come on Sci-Fi.
Mm-hmm.
So before, they used to always have a movie that would come on. So The Mist was one of those movies.
Mm-hmm.
So I would used to, you know, tune in like 45, 30 minutes before, make sure I was ready for WWE. I was like 10 and I'm watching this mist and they're like, you know, they're driving through the mist and they're trying to get away from the aliens. And I'm not going to spoil it for you, but crazy.
Yeah.
Real crazy. But hell yeah, man.
So I put the movies kind of how you like said the music, you know what I mean? Like things are, you know, there's like you did that great again. So I like how you did, like, there's Denzel and these different guys, you know, or whoever, that we love their movies.
Yeah.
But it's just not something that, like, he might be my favorite actor, but none of his movies are, like, my favorite movies.
Like, Denzel Washington, you know, like, I'll sit there. There's probably not a movie that I can sit here and say, oh, I wouldn't watch that movie again. Samuel Jackson, there's not a movie where I would sit there and I wouldn't watch that movie again.
But and it's hard to say you haven't seen one that wasn't in.
Yeah, but it's also not a knock to them saying, like, there's not a movie of theirs that's in the top three. And then also, Pirates of the Caribbean at World's End.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm a huge Johnny Depp fan as well.
Yes, but he was the guy. Yes.
Yeah. Pirates of the Caribbean is
that was slept on. That was high but at, action.
Yeah. At World's End, I just don't know. I thought it was a good ending to because I don't know. I don't really like the Pirates of the Caribbean movies that came after the third one. But yeah. So what's your worst movie of all time?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, you got me thinking there. Now worst. I mean, something like Pee Wee Herman. Like, I actually saw the Pee Wee Herman movie, man.
Really? Have you guys ever seen The Room by Tommy Wiseau?
The Room? Wait a minute. Was that a horror?
I don't know what it was. But this guy actually really believed, like, his movie was, like, it wasn't even a troll. Like, he believed, like, his movie was good. And, like, really, like, put in, what was it, thousands, like, did he actually put in millions of dollars to get this?
He kept getting financing for it. He kept getting financing for it. He kept wasting money.
Yeah.
And then, literally, he appears in James Franco's remake of this movie. It's, like, a biopic about him. But he's in the biopic, and that movie's better than the movie it's about.
Yeah.
It's called The Disaster Artist.
What?
Yeah.
Sorry, so, no, you're fine. Crazy. I'm gonna show you the. I'm gonna show you the trailer, and then actually, I don't. It shouldn't be copyrighted. I'll put it. I'll either put a link or I'll put whatever in the video. I'll cut this or whatever because I got to show you this so that you know.
Yeah, but yeah, Pee Wee Herman, like he had a movie like A Big Adventure or some shit. Not even if I was high, it wasn't funny, and I tried to make it that way. You know what I mean? And it just didn't work.
I just know a girl. She had a dozen guys. One of them found out about it, beat her up so bad she ended up in a hospital on Guerrero Street.
Yo! And he put all his own money into that?
Bro, he put millions into this.
Women change their minds all the time.
And he shot it like three times. He like would wipe the shoe and do it again.
Please talk to me, please! Think girls like to cheat like guys do?
See? I wonder if it was all his own money. What
it was.
What? That's like the intro.
So like, so he puts, you know, like million, like, I don't know if it's millions, but can you find out how much he puts into that? Wow. He puts so much of his money into this. And I remember seeing this because I used to be, like, when I was a kid, I was obviously into all these, like, weird communities. But there was specifically this one guy that reviewed this movie. And I went and watched the movie, and this movie is so bad.
Wow.
But he took the guy, it wasn't a troll.
Yeah.
$6 million.
Oh, my God.
It was
Man.
Done most of his own money, and then he financed a little bit of it. Yeah.
That's, man.
And the development, he just... It's basically equivalent to $8.8 million now.
That's amazing.
Right? That's $8.8 million in today's money.
Yeah.
He stated the film was relatively expensive because many members of the cast and crew had to be replaced. Like, it just goes on from there, right?
They were just taking his money. They knew that was nothing there.
Bro, and it's...
Oh, man.
He just really... It was... Oh, man. That's my worst movie of all time. Because, like, I thought it was a troll.
Yeah,
that's what I thought. That, like, I seriously sense. Thought it was a troll, and then when I read more into it as I got older, yeah. I was like, "Wow, nah, he really,
wow,
he believed this was some shit." That's so bad,
crazy.
Yeah, but back in the day, what was that one movie that you watched over and over?
So, because of my era, it was Scarface.
Scarface?
Yeah, Scarface.
Okay.
Scarface. Over and over and over and over.
Were you ever Tony Montana for Halloween?
That was probably... And then I was one of those people that tried to be Tony Montana in real life, dude. And that's it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, so... Man, that did not work. You know what I mean? But it was something that, like, I kept going. Like, it was so crazy that... My mom would ask the girls that I dated, like, what's your apartment like? Does he have pictures of Scarface all over the apartment?
Oh, my God. Yeah,
because that's how, like,
warped. You were living that.
I was really thinking. Yeah. And I was nowhere. I told you, I was in Pennsylvania, man.
Yeah.
At home of the Little League World Series. It was cold. Yeah, that's a funny one. But, yeah, that's exactly how it went.
Hell, yeah. So, Scarface. I had my little PS2 mm-hmm. on me always. Mm-hmm. That was my era. So, mm-hmm. I mean, it wasn't Scarface. I was watching Cars.
Oh my God,
Cars 1.
That's great though. That gives you a great personality and happiness. It was
dark. Yes. Oh my God. I kid you not. I think I watched Cars about. Oh, God. I think I'm... No, this is a disgusting number, bro. because it's disgusting. I think I'm up towards, like, 300, maybe. No, it's bad. No, because it's, like, when I was grounded, my dad would, like, take my games away, mm-hmm. But my mom, I would, like, negotiate with my mom to at least give me movies to watch.
Absolutely.
Because I would negotiate. I'd be like, I can't play the games, all right? But, like, movies, like, can you at least give me something to watch? Can I just, like, you know, just relax? Yeah. So my stack of movies, I would have Cars, I would have Avatar, not The Last Airbender, Avatar mm-hmm. the Blue People. Mm-hmm. Avatar The Last Airbender, you know, way better. You know, shout out, Avatar The Last Airbender. Mm-hmm. You familiar?
For sure.
Hell yeah.
Absolutely.
All right, you're a man.
Dragon Ball Z
man.
First.
Yeah. What? Yeah. What? Yeah.
Okay.
All right, whatever.
Dragon Ball Z is
about that,
but then you got Pokemon. I think that's
I don't know. I mean,
okay. Yeah.
Digimon.
I'm never gonna judge the fandoms because like it's all very beautiful. It's all beautiful, and mm-hmm. I don't know. Avatar: The Last Airbender was a huge part of my childhood because like the lessons learned and everything was mm-hmm. great. But Cars, man, like I watched that, and it was just I don't know. It was like I would just watch it, and I remember just being grounded mm-hmm. One time because like I don't even know. I just hacked into like my parents' email and like. I think I, like, sent one of my teachers an email, and I, like, cursed them out or something. Mm-hmm. I don't even remember, and I got grounded for a year. Mm-hmm. And I watched Cars, like, a lot of the time. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I made my girlfriend, like, we watched, well, I didn't make her. She likes Cars, too, thankfully. But we watched the Cars 1, 2, and 3. Mm-hmm. I went to theaters and watched Cars 3. Okay. I went to theaters and watched Cars 2.
The best ride like, Disney now.
Yeah.
There's a whole landscape.
Oh, really?
It looks
yeah. Oh, that's fire. Yeah. Like, we got my daughter saying ka-chow. Like,
ka-chow.
I might even get, like, a tattoo, you know? Like, it's, yeah. Cars is, yeah. And it's a fire movie.
It's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's cool. Like, wow. Like, you know? Like, Owen Wilson. Wow. Wow. But no, that was probably the one movie I watched back in the day. But, yeah, Avatar The Last Airbender, though. Like, that was my cartoon, though.
Not bad.
Like that was definitely my cartoon.
Goku, Krillin.
Yeah. I didn't watch any Dragon Ball Z.
Huh?
Yeah. Did watch Pokemon. What?
Okay.
Yeah, no. Like, I didn't, like, cause, like, my cartoons, like, I was filled with Avatar The Last Airbender, Yu Gi Oh!, Pokemon.
Right.
And I had my SpongeBob. I had mm-hmm. Timmy Turner. I had Jimmy Neutron. I had Total Drama Island.
Wait a minute. But you didn't go back and you don't.
I just never.
Okay, so it just was a rival.
For like I just, cause like I mean, I sat down and tried to watch Dragon Ball a couple mm-hmm. of times. It just never captured me the way like everything else did, and it was the same for Naruto as well. Like it never captured me the way
that
everything
is so
else did.
Dope to know.
Yeah,
because it was just like, for whatever reason,
but I'll never knock it.
Yeah,
it's just not. Yeah,
that's dope because they were actually, you know.
Yeah. No, I know, but it was. Yeah. Yeah, but Pokemon was something I didn't watch. As a kid, mm-hmm. but it's something I came back and was something that I was actually able to.
Okay.
Yeah, because I ended up getting the games. You know, I think when I got my Switch, I had Pokemon games and shit. Mm-hmm. I mean, I wasn't a fiend or I wasn't, you know, going around with Pokemon Go and, you know, in my pajamas.
That's exactly what I was going to
ask. But
that's exactly what I was going to ask. Did you do the Go?
Nah. Gotcha. I mean, I think I did for like a day. But like, then I was just like, I can't see myself.
It was weird just seeing people all over.
Oh,
the place.
Yeah. Just like,
you know what I mean? I'm like, and people bumping into you too. Like, depending on where you are. I'm like, oh, shit.
Yeah. But yo, speaking of back in the day,
mm-hmm.
you've seen Wars.
Mm-hmm.
You've seen. I'm just playing. Mm-hmm. But paint me a picture of the back in the day scene. Because
like,
I don't.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 24,
mm-hmm.
so I only know of this modern day
mm-hmm. So give me an example of what scene, though, that you
like,
want an example of.
Waking up, you tell me about stores, Mm-hmm. What are stores like?
Mm-hmm.
What are, you know, gas stations like? Where you wake up, you go outside. What's that like?
Wow. So a back in the day scene. So you were going to say 24 for me or back in? So back in the day, my back in the day, 24. Nah.
You're a 24-year-old.
My 24 back in the day? Oh, man, bro. That was crazy. Woo, my 24, I told you, Tony Montana, but that was like evolved into something like really, I would wake up. So let's do it this way. I'd wake up. Cell phones were out, but we were still beeping. You know, we were still beeping and we were landmarking. So it was no GPSs and shit, right?
And yo, whoa, pause there.
Yeah.
What was that like? Because it's like, I kid you the fuck not. If we didn't have GPSs, I don't know where the hell I would be. Yo, right now. I would be so scared. Listen, you want to hear, I do not know crazy? How to read a map.
That's what's crazy. The other thing that's nutty before, like, because I'm going to bounce back. But the other thing that's nutty about that is that even phone numbers, like how we were just like addressed, like attaching names to our group chat and shit like that. What's crazy about that is back in the day, you would have knew all those numbers anyway. It was like life or death. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you had to know those numbers and shit. Because, and it was no, I mean, you could write them down and have them in your wallet and shit like that. But your numbers were actually important.
Right,
because
right.
At the end of the day, like, you had to remember them for whatever situation you may be into. You know what I mean? Far away from home. Because at the end of the day, without having any GPS and shit like that, that it was still a thrill of traveling and going different places and shit like that.
No,
you know
yeah. I mean? So
you had to kind of remember, like,
and it was McDonald's like back in the day. So it was like back in the day, there wasn't as much pressure as there is. Because like now there's so much pressure on deadlines. There's so much pressure on you got to get here mm-hmm. at this time. Back mm-hmm. then it was kind of like, there was so much less pressure. Yeah, like you could get lost.
Windows. Yeah, bigger windows.
Like you could get lost. Absolutely. Like you could afford to get lost. Yeah. And then, mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Yeah, hell yeah. Fuck. You could definitely do that. You know what
when
I mean?
When did that get lost over time? That sucks.
Listen, so one of the things that trips me out.
Like, so now I can see why you guys didn't need the GPS. Because like now it's like if we don't have the GPS, it's kind of because me, I don't know. But like I just told you, like I swear to God, if like that GPS on like my phone was just like not working and
that's
like
crazy,
someone
though.
Told me to go somewhere new, I'd be like, wow, because I don't know how to read highways. I don't know how to read like any
crazy.
Of that.
That's crazy.
Like, I'll admit that right now. I don't know. I would not know how to get. I mean, I could probably know how to get to like Buffalo.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know, when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself, talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Like by just, you know, mm-hmm. going on the highway and just... mm-hmm. you feel me?
But yeah. That was a lot of how... So, and getting back to how my day would be, that's exactly what it would be. It would be getting up, you know, with people because at 24, dude, I'm like in between places. I'm like... New Jersey, New York, and Pennsylvania, like, at any given time. Yeah, at any given time and shit. So my day was, like, literally, like, what we're talking about. Finding my way somewhere where somebody I got to talk to, hang out with, be with, you know what I mean? Whatever, you know what I mean? And then, you know, just on to it. So let me just kind of take it even further back because things were transitioning even then. So
yeah.
A lot of back in the day was a lot of community, a lot of people hanging out together. You know what I mean?
When they announced smartphones,
uh-huh.
or the idea of them,
uh-huh.
like the very first idea that like this would be a thing, like a touch screen, uh-huh. like how bullshit did you guys think it was?
No, listen, one of my favorite movies is Total Recall.
Right.
You know what I mean? So,
okay. Oh, yeah, right,
so
okay,
yeah,
I'm already,
you know what I mean, ready for this kind of shit. So, you know what I mean? Like, I'm waiting for You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Any advancement. That makes sense. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Any video game system, any type of thing that is out.
You're ready for it.
I already have it. I'm ready for it. You know what I mean? So it didn't surprise me. But what was crazy was the transition, though, from the flip to the smartphone. That was crazy. You know what I mean? Like, I gotta admit it. That shit is crazy. You know what I mean? In the app world, like, it's so advanced. You know what I mean? Right. Like, that shit is crazy. Yeah, like, you know.
For sure.
But yeah, man. So it was a lot of partying, a lot of clubbing, a lot of, you know what I mean?
And yeah, because there was probably more of that, like, shockingly, crazily, there was probably more of that then than now because, like, there was less social media then.
Yes.
So there was more time to do that.
Exactly. And that was the social thing.
That was social media.
Yeah. So you went to different cities and different clubs and different things like that.
Now, would you say, like, different people? Like, that's what made back in the day beautiful?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Let's expand on that.
So because you could do that, like, you know what I mean? Like, and then let's get back to the landmarking. So somebody will say, well, hey, Tom, listen, I live so-and-so at, it's a McDonald's right here on this street and shit like that. All you know is the highway that you're going to, you know what I mean?
So then
you got to get off in the city and remember the McDonald's that someone said that they lived at, you know what I mean? So from there...
Yo, can you imagine, like, halfway on your journey, you're like, oh my God, did he say McDonald's?
Exactly.
Or was it Burger King?
Exactly. And then now go to the other shit. You got to have a number. I couldn't just have a contact. I got to have that number written down. So I'm like, yo, bro, did you say this?
You know, and you know, now I feel like I have to apologize to my parents now because it's like there was one time, I feel like a few months ago, where because there was this battle because, like, I live now that I'm here, like, living where I live.
Mm-hmm.
It's 30 minutes from where I used to live with them.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't really know how to get here like that, which strategy, you know, if you don't want people to really bother you, you know, move where people don't know how to get to.
Great
right.
Job.
I visit them.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when I want them to come here, you know, they're like, you got to draw out the instructions. And me, I'm like, you know, all you got to do is, you know, you just got to hit this road and hit this highway, boom, boom, boom. And they're like, no, you got to, like, write that out on a piece of paper and write down the number of the highway and everything. And I'm like, why do I got to do all that?
Mm-hmm. Because that's how we travel. Yeah. That's exactly how we travel.
Okay.
And now it's
humbleness. I feel humble.
I'm telling
now.
You, it's easier, but you know what I'm saying? Like, if you actually wanted to get around in the world, like, that means that your parents actually got around. Like, not like that, but you know what I mean? Because that's what people know.
It's because my dad, he knows, like, literally, like, everything about upstate New York. Like, he knows everywhere, like, by his, like, heart. He knows how to get everywhere. Me? I'm now 24 and I, like, know very few specific routes and directions because, like, while I'm growing up and while I'm in the car, while we're traveling places, I'm on a phone or, you know, a PSP.
Down. I was about to bust out, like, and say it, like, your head is down. Like, so you're doing PSP, the seat of landmarks.
I'm on, like, a Nintendo, whatever. And then now, like I said, I only, like, GPS. Nah, I depend on that. Like, I only know very few specific things by heart. Whereas, like I said, my dad, he knows how to get everywhere by heart besides my house. Mm-hmm. So,
and that's how it goes. And that is, there's the classic one right there.
Right.
That's the picture of back in the day.
Hell like yeah.
That, because it was very easy not very easy. That was the cool part about the socializing. You know what I mean? Like, I had to go somewhere and find my way there. You know what I mean? And, you know, all the same shit was still going on, but it was just so much of a relief that even if you didn't participate in whatever you came to do, you knew your way back so that your next experience was going to be, you know what I mean?
Pretty dope. It was just, was there, like, I don't even feel like I have to ask. There was obviously more attention to nature.
Yes.
Hell yeah. God damn.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Do you obviously feel like the world was more beautiful then to now, or?
So all times are different and rough.
Because I don't know, like, for me, I don't know, I get this, and I don't know why I feel like I'm not giving the world any credit today, and I don't know why I wasn't alive back then, and I feel like I'm giving back then too much credit.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, I just have this picture of just great nature.
You have a great perspective, though.
Yeah, like, I just feel like there's just better air and just great nature and just good timing and patience and slowness and not all this fast. And
if you think it wasn't fast, though,
I don't know. I gotta tell you.
Yeah. So let me tell you. So I think that your perspective is great on the looking at it how it is, right?
Yeah.
Because whatever time you're in, it is going to be based on how you looking at it. You know what I mean? Like your experience with it is going to be how you looking at it. So I was able to take a perspective from where I was around a bunch of something that I knew. And then I moved to Pennsylvania. It was around something I didn't know anything about, but it was dope because it allowed me to see so much other stuff that I couldn't see where I was actually from.
Right.
So I was actually able to parlay that into, you know what I mean? Like my perspective of my generation was dope, regardless of
hell yeah.
It was mad of the same crazy, you know what I mean? Like the same crazy shit is going on. You know what I mean? Like the bad things that are just getting better now. Right. You understand what I'm saying? Are whatever they are. Yeah. But you know what I mean? At the end of the day, it's like how you did the generation.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like the generation was good to me now when I look back at it because some morals.
And that's what I get out of this, because it's like, even though this generation can be seen as like so bad and
it's not,
and just so negative, like, it can be like, yeah, I mean, the world is literally like hanging on by like a literal thread, like literally every year as we go along here. But I don't know. I feel like me as like a human being, like I feel like I've grown. Like I feel like I've grown so much. Like as these years go along, then I'm one clumsy motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
Like both like in a physical sense and a mental growth sense, I'm a clumsy ass motherfucker. So I fall down a lot. But yeah, I mean, as the world goes along, you know, I feel like, you know, I learn a lot, especially as the world is as shitty as it is. So
exactly.
But you know.
But I think you're right,
like,
though.
Dope as fuck. Like, all the lessons that you learn and the shit that you get to build is...
There it is, bro. It's
just great shit.
That's exactly what it is. But there was more attention to... So, the truth is you're exactly right about the nature and, you know, all that kind of shit, you know?
Yeah.
There was more attention to that. There was more participation, you know what I mean, in that kind of thing. Right. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of stuff just isn't there. Like, it was cool to really go to the...
Was there people actually hugging trees?
I mean... Of course. I mean, listen, I know how to get sapping. I've actually been sapping. You know what I'm saying?
That's a thing?
Yes. Like, sapping. I've been sapping. I've gotten syrup out of maples before. Like,
Canadian
family.
Yeah, like, you know what I mean? Like, I've actually, like, and that's what I'm saying. Like, that's...
I gotta do some shit like that. It just sounds so organic. That's what I'm talking about, though. Like, that's what I imagined back in the day, like, natural stuff, because I don't... Like, I've never thought of that before in my life. That's the first time that that thought has entered my head. Mm-hmm. Sapping.
Yes. It's a thing.
That's the first time ever. Yeah,
it's crazy.
Like, I know you can sap a tree, but I'm like, just the sapping, like, as an activity. Like, sapping.
It's crazy.
That's crazy.
Don't do it. And you go to a place and they'll let you teach you.
Yeah, it's crazy.
But what I do imagine the craziness of back in the day was the political scene.
Yes, and that's what I meant about, like, it's your...
The fastness.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So what was it like, because you said, you know, what I like that you said was that the social media was in person. Mm-hmm. With politics, what was that like, being that there was no social media the way we have it now? What was that like back in the day?
So it was a lot of in person. You know what I mean? Like, they would have to show up. You know what I mean?
Right.
But... You know, politics was the last on a lot of people's mind, just like like it is. Like, it's not like that now, but it was the last on a lot of people's mind because, like you said, one thing about the generation, like, you can say that is, but things have gotten progressively better. You know what I mean? For people's standards, if they've learned how to adapt to the times and utilize whatever is around them,
that's fair.
Just like the
that's
lessons fair. Of life. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you get better with life. So the politics and shit back then was... really covert and real, you know what I mean? Like, if you didn't pay attention to politics, you know what I mean, and then wasn't connected to somebody who could do something, it hardly made sense to even be interested in it. You know what I'm saying? Because it wasn't nothing you can do about it. But now, the way, another thing now talking about social media, that it's free promotion, you know what I mean? It's a way that people can actually be engaged and learn a lot more than you actually could, like, and make a difference.
Like, we're watching Hulu, and this one guy, do you remember his name? That one guy that keeps coming up on our Hulu ad? This one guy keeps getting shitted on our Hulu
What?
This same politician. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't know what his name is, but it's mm-hmm. the funny. It gets funnier every time he comes up on our screen because it's the same guy. And I feel like the commercial just keeps getting worse because
they're just cutting him up and cutting him up.
They're just destroying this mm-hmm. guy. And I feel like he's not this bad.
That's crazy.
But it's like it comes up like every episode we watch. It's just and then it just this guy just gets destroyed.
Yeah, it's war.
But yeah, so like social media back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Like
if it would have been back in the day. Social media back in the day was in-person appearances. You had to promote yourself wherever you were. You know what I mean? And that traveled, you know. So what's crazy is that social media was word of mouth, man. Like if you were somebody, you know, you know, like somebody told somebody and it might not have been as welcoming as it is now where, you know, you can promote a brand or wear a product. You know what I mean? Lit, like, you know what I mean? Or something like, or somebody won't pay you because they know you lit. It's more because they know you lit. Like, and it's not even on, it's not even trouble. Like, it's like, oh shit, Tom came all the way from Albany, you know what I'm saying? Like, to fucking, and that traveled to, you know what I mean? Like, the neighboring city and shit like that. So it was like a welcoming committee. So social media was really in person back in the day. Yeah. You know what I mean? You went to the club. That's the same stuff that people do now is it only translated a different way. Like, you know, the same way people go in a club and buy a bunch of bottles and the focus is on them. That's the same thing. You did the same shit. But
but now there's cameras.
Taking no pictures, though. Yeah. You know what I mean? There ain't no, you can take, because it's like, why would you want to take a picture of me? It's just like, more, who is that? You know what I mean? And that was social media.
And then, man, I can just imagine how much beautifuler times were back then, too, without that. I got to get a picture of this. You know, that video of this.
Yes, it was crazy.
And I know it's funny. We're recording a podcast.
Yes, but it was
fucking hilarious. Yes. I'm contradicting myself right now. But, like, it's like, you know, back in the day, it's like, you know, you go out and, you know, have a good time at the club. It's like, you know, there's no, like, what's the time? There's
none of
just
that.
Like, the night just goes on and goes on. And whatever, you get home and look at the clock. Oh, it's 3:30.
Can I tell you something else about back in the day?
Yeah.
People actually danced in the club, bro.
I can.
People actually danced in the club. Like,
that's what I'm
saying. Was a part of what the club was for. Like, not just to stand down or buy stuff. Right. It was to go have a good time, sweat, make somebody else sweat, having a good time. And, you know what I mean? Right. Like, you know what I mean?
That's
or whatever.
What I'm saying, because it's like when, like, I feel like people don't do that now because it's like, what I'm saying now, like with social media, like
you're trying to talk to people,
like, just like, you feel me, like pull one of those moves, or like, oh, like someone might record me if I start dancing type shit, or like
for whatever,
like,
reason,
like shit like that. So this vibe is good. That conversation was just great, because bro, you like fucking the moment you said fucking no GPS, I was just like, shit!
Yeah.
I was like, damn!
That shit wasn't fully stocked in every car, my dude. Because
I think like, about that, like, I have like
y'all was the MapQuest printout. So mm-hmm. Jam, right?
Yes.
The internet was around, but the GPS wasn't really around.
Mm-mm.
It was like that gap in the
yeah. Yes.
We printed it out on paper. That
yes.
You know, that was fascinating in and of itself.
Yes.
Like, this is an amazing technology.
Yes.
I have a picture of the map.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
On each page,
I got my directions every turn. That was amazing.
But then I show my mom when I get my iPhone. I go, look at it's animating us as we go down the highway. Mm-hmm. And she's like, so?
I'm mean, using exits following the GPS sometimes, too, because, like, you said the way it's, like, animated.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes, like, you're supposed to be in the one lane, but you're mm-hmm. going into the exit. It's like, oh, fuck, well, it's too late.
Yes. And half of that, like, is kind of crazy, too, because it keeps you paying attention to the GPS, whereas there's something that you could lock into, like, oh, shit, that's where I'm at. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's, like, it's crazy. It's six of one, half a dozen of the other.
And it's just, like, I remember it was a funny little crisis I had earlier in the year because I got lazy and didn't pay my phone bill.
Mm-hmm.
And then my service just stopped working, and then, like, my just GPS stopped working.
You had to go somewhere.
And I was like, I was in, for whatever reason, I think I was in, I want to say I was like past Albany, I was a little past Albany, mm-hmm. but I was just nowhere, mm-hmm. like where I should have been.
Right.
I didn't know where I was. And I just had to wait. And none of my service was working. So I had to like go and find the McDonald's Wi-Fi to like go pay my bill. Cause I had the money. I was just being lazy and paying my bill.
Oh my God.
Cause like that's just how I am. I just be getting lazy sometimes and just, I'll just pay that bill tomorrow. Yeah, but I don't want people taking my, like, I'm like one of those customers, bro.
Uh-huh.
at the company we won't mention.
Yes, word up. Like, I'm the same way. I want to give it to you when I'm going to give it to you.
Right.
Like, you know.
Like, pause.
Like, yeah, it's straight facts, but yeah, pause. Yeah.
Yeah, man. So do you got anything else to give us to wrap up the...
Let me see something here, man. I was looking at some stuff. Hold on, wait, because I wanted to make sure we hit something. I ain't really want to get on the political shit, so I'm happy we didn't do that.
No, yeah, no, I mean, because like me, I don't subscribe
to politics.
Me, I don't care too much about politics. Because it makes me mad.
Yeah.
Because I don't like either side.
Right.
Every time I take one of those tests, I end up somewhere in the middle.
Yep.
Or like a little off. I just don't care.
Yeah, that shit sucks.
It just ruins the world.
Yeah.
I want to say the two biggest things that ruined the world were religion and politics.
Facts.
Except religion can be very beautiful.
Very.
Yeah.
Very. So one of the questions you were going to ask me, so I was going to tell you something too, and it's not even at all religious. Yeah. So one of the questions, remember you gave me a question like the end of the weekend here, like Friday, you said, damn, man, what's one of the most interesting things?
What's one of the most interesting things that's ever happened?
So I've been doing my best to play around with my words, you know what I mean? Like while we're talking and shit and not get too deep, right? But I'll say this, right? I was going through some things at like, what is this, 2:22, okay? So I'll say about 6 years ago, right? That would be what, 2017? Well, no, excuse me, 2016, around there, right? Okay, so I was having, like, going through some things and stuff. I had, I was about to be married, a bunch of stuff, right? I have a son, and had a home, all this different things. And all this stuff happened, like, all this different stuff happened that I couldn't attribute anything to like literally like the collapse of things happening in my life.
Yeah.
So that's how I actually moved to Albany. So my brother who dropped me off is a vet. He's a disabled vet. So he ends up moving here and works for the VA and stuff like that and was like, well, just come out here for a little while, bud. Get your, you know, see what you're going to do. I was like, yeah, man, I think I'm probably going to end up in Cali. You know what I mean? He's like, all right. I said, yeah, man, you know me, like, cause like I smoke weed and whatever. Sometimes I do not like getting ready for a urine test. You know what I mean?
Right, before it
was totally ready to go. Okay. So, but I ain't hurt nobody. They just let me, you know, smoke my little weed and do what I do. Yeah. You know what I mean? So it's amazing all of the stuff that how it is now. But anyway, I come here and, religion is not a part of what I want to have be a part of what I think is going on at all. You know what I mean? I don't want to start focusing my time on begging or, you know what I mean? Any of the ideals that is around religion at that point, because I don't believe it has anything to do with that. I have to believe that I'm not making certain corrections and shit like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If I If I don't have experience with something, I just don't know how to address it. That is the problem. You understand what I'm saying? It's not me asking for some shit. I know how to work. I know how to make money. You know what I mean? Like, so I go to me and my brother. I had started already reading like Buddhism books and things like that, where it doesn't have anything to do with like it's you. It's the universe. It's you know what I mean? Like it's, you know, a whole bunch of different type of things that have nothing to do with, you know, like that.
Buddhism is very deep.
Oh, man. But it's daily. It's life. It's connecting dots. It's simple. It's not. You don't. Yeah, it doesn't. Yes, my man. So I go. I don't know if you guys are familiar with the place, but I'll even show you the picture. And I wish we were recording, but I take long. That's why I wanted to tell the story right now. Fucking we go
high
to.
As hell.
Yes, we go to. I don't know if you guys ever been to the Peace Pagoda outside of Grafton. Not far from here.
I have not.
Bro, so we go there, I go meditate, you know, we go sit and meditating. You know, when I meditate, I'm thinking about what's going on and the answers that I want. You know what I mean? And making the moves, like what move do I need to make? And you know what I mean? Whoop to the whoop. Bro, we go out, I take my shoes off. You talk about nature. I take my shoes off, start walking around barefoot and shit. There's no wind blowing at all. I go to this particular spot and there's a fucking tree just leaning down towards me,
right?
And when I was meditating, I was like, just show me that, like, I just want to see a sign of, like, life differently, going through something and everything. Like, you know what I mean? Like an imperfection that still makes something beautiful. Yeah. Dude, I go and I go stand, and it's like this fucking tree is just, like, leaning over to give me a leaf, and there is no wind blowing at all. But it's like... Beesh. I'm not being weird. I'm going to show you the picture.
Yeah.
I'm going to show you the picture. And from there, I'm like, wow, that's pretty crazy. And I wasn't smoking no reefer. I didn't, I wasn't no fucking MDMA. I wasn't high off or anything or anything like that, right? But it was like one of those things where I was like, holy shit, that is really spiritual.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like that I was able to see... like something like that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it didn't have anything to do with me. It was doing it because of the rooting of it. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, I'm not getting spooky right
but
now.
But, like, one of them.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't getting spooky or nothing like that. But it was crazy. Like, you know what I mean?
Right.
I was like,
yeah,
holy shit.
Yeah,
like,
fire.
There's no wind blowing or nothing like it's that. Just, and it's just like, we're just
fire,
walking around.
Fire tree.
Yeah. I'm like, wow, it's just, that's how it lives. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's different. So that, you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's different. Like, you know what I mean? I'm like, holy shit. Like, that, it doesn't, it's not missing any leaves. It doesn't look like it's, you know what I mean? It's starving or nothing like that. So it showed me that, like, shit can seem like it's flawed, you know what I mean? But it's not. You know what I mean? That's how it's supposed to grow.
Yeah, that's fair.
So,
that's
go ahead.
Fair.
Let's get it.
Yeah, I mean, my relationship, I guess, with religion, I mean, you know, Buddhism, I mean, I'm not, I guess I wouldn't say I'm not into a religion.
Yes.
Like, I don't have a religion that I'm that
understood.
I'm into. But I guess Buddhism, I would say from my, you know, research that I've done and books that I've read, I guess I would say Buddhism is the one that if I was to go... And
a way of life.
Yeah, I guess it would be Buddhism. But, and then I guess, but also at the end of the day, I do have somewhat of a relationship with God or a higher being. But at the end of the day, I always feel like, I don't know. It's a weird thing that I have in my head. I always feel like I'm going toe-to-toe with this higher being, though. Like, because I feel like with everything that's, you know, gone down in my life, I always felt like I've always been battling, like, this higher being and... I don't know. I feel like maybe I won't have this relationship with God. Until...
What if the higher being is you? What if the higher being?
Right. Well,
what if?
I mean, wow. Maybe that's.
What if? What if? What if? Right. What if everything your higher power wanted for you, you already wanted for yourself? And it's
that
like
deep. That would be deep.
Do you understand what I'm saying? And it's just like boom, pushing you to the next.
Right, and that's those very fair points, very deep points. Just like. But like for me, it's like I feel like I'll have that relationship with God once I feel like I've proven myself to God. Because it's like I feel like with all of these hard challenges that have been put in my way, because I mean I'm not gonna say like that my life is harder than anybody or I've gone through harder things than anybody. everybody got their shit. Everybody has had their challenges and obstacles.
Yeah.
But I feel like mine, I feel like I have to prove myself in a way. Like, I don't know. I feel like I'm constantly proving myself to someone or something. Or, and then once I finally do, then I feel like I'll have that relationship with God.
So you want some type of clarification?
I don't know. I feel like maybe that's what's missing in my spiritualness of myself and why I feel so detached. And I don't want to say I'm just a lost human being all the time, but I do feel this detachedness from time to time. And maybe that comes from...
But you feel connected all the time. I have no religious attachment
to anything or... Yeah.
But you feel connected to something all of the time, right?
Not all the time, but, you know, time.
Gotcha.
Time
to time. Okay.
Yeah. Because, like, I'm very connected to myself. And that goes back to what you said, is that maybe that higher being is myself. And which was a very good point. Because, that was a good point. That was a good point, Kevin.
Why wouldn't it? We're in everything.
That's some good life you got there.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, no problem, man. Yes, for sure.
So aliens.
Yes.
Because you specifically wanted me to bring up some aliens.
Yeah, because I think they'd be mad at us. That's my first take. I think they'd be mad at us.
They'd be mad at us.
Because.
Like, you think they'd, like, they like come down to the earth and be like, Dinkelberg?
No, I don't. Kind of. You know what I'm saying? Kind of, right? Because, like, I just think that, like, this is different, right? But I think that, like, all of the history of the world, at some point we forgot some shit. Like, something happened. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because we don't have any connection as much as we got, like, translators and different things. We don't have any connection to so much stuff that we find. You know what I mean? Like, I'm talking about the knowledge of how it was built and the road constructed to get specific stones to specific places.
If I'm being honest with you, I've completely almost, like, history as it stands, like, as we know it, I've almost completely just, I don't want to say I don't care about it, but I've almost completely, like, let it go because it's like, you live your whole life. Thinking that
I'm loving this.
Like, you live your whole life thinking that Christopher Columbus discovers America, and then
I'm loving this.
And then you out of nowhere discover that he actually like fucking ransacked America and beat the shit out of a bunch of Indians and raped them and stole America. And like, you know what I mean? Like, you see how quickly history changed right there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you see how like what was actually the truth? What if that's not the truth? What if like. What anything could have been the truth? I'm not like, who knows what the truth actually really was? Right.
That's why I believe the aliens would be mad at us because as humans, we have been fucking up for a minute. Like, there's documentation. Like, there's a literal history of us, you know, like doing bad shit to each other for no reason. Well, like, what I mean?
So,
but it also shows that we were like dominant together. And there is no traces of the same shit that we do document bad. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Now here's my thing about that is that, so who's to say that the aliens aren't already among us? That's a whole different conversation, though. That's a whole different conversation.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I truly believe there's some crazy shit going on in the world.
Don't let me go.
That's a whole other conspiracy theory episode that we can have, that we can schedule in like a week if you want. But... I'm sure everyone would probably want to do this again, like, next Saturday. I'm down.
Okay.
But, but the aliens, like, if they're foreign to us, they don't know any of this shit. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So, like, I don't think they'd be mad at us because, like, they don't know. Like, they'd have to learn all that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I feel like they would come.
So they forgot more than we forgot?
No, I mean, unless they're spying on us and they're watching us for the last... course of history, like, do you think they've been watching us for this long?
No.
So if they're not watching us for this long, I don't think they know about all this shit. Is my thing.
Right. I believe they left us. So I believe they left us. So just to kind of elaborate, right? I believe that they left us with all the technology and everything that we needed.
So you believe they gave us the technology?
Yeah, I believe they gave us everything that we needed. Yes, I believe they gave us everything we needed. And at some point, we even forgot what they taught us. You know what I mean? But we tried to document it, and we have documented it, like, as a human race, throughout wherever there's been any civilization.
Into the Anunnaki. Okay.
Yes,
okay,
through anywhere in the world. Right. And you can start with the Anunnaki. We know that's the oldest, right? Yeah. But anywhere in the world where there's been any kind of civilization, they have depictions of like how they learned how to do whatever we found.
Right.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, so it always shows something else. But we don't have any like translations of what the actual language and shit like that was. You know what I mean? We only have pictures, you know what I mean? So at the end of the day, I think that they would kind of be mad. Like when they came back, I think that we've advanced in certain areas.
So in your
like,
theory, I see why.
Yeah.
Mine is if like, again, I mean, me, I feel like aliens are probably already like with us. Because
mm-hmm.
I feel like if there's another species out there,
mm-hmm.
why wouldn't they already be here?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because mm-hmm. if we're here, I don't think we're the smartest.
Mm-hmm.
Because we know the universe exists.
Right.
So I can imagine with the universe existing that there's another planet like this with other species. And there's other planets with other species. Mm-hmm. We just can't get there.
Mm-hmm.
But I promise you there's species that can get there. Like that mm-hmm. have figured that out already.
Mm-hmm.
And who's to say that they haven't gotten here? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, but in a theory where aliens don't know, I feel like they would come here and get pissed off at how stupid we are, though.
Yeah.
Like if they came here, like, on accident and just landed on Earth, and then I feel like they would be pretty pissed off after, like a week of living here.
Yeah, like, come on. Like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, you know
why
what I'm saying?
Why is this rapper on the ground?
You know what I'm saying? Like, why is that shit important to you guys? Like, it's crazy. Like, so...
You fucking losers.
Yeah, so that's the take, but, like...
We'll be right back in a week. We're taking
like, come on, man. Like, put us to sleep and wake us back up. You know what I mean? Like, because it's like, some of the stuff is, you know, it's just, I have to believe, you know what I mean? That, like, we haven't remembered some of the stuff, man, because it's just too many things going on. And, like, so with some of it, like, I watched some things where they show, like, the tools that they use to make the same things, okay? Yeah. And how long it takes the particular tools that we use in the advancement, with the advancements that we have now as humans. So it's almost impossible for a lot of things to have occurred. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're not being whole mounds of bones and, you know what I mean? Like, mass graves and shit aren't found, too. You know what I mean? It's just these things. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But so with that, it's like, I think we're still advancing, but we haven't done something. So I mean, it'll be friendly, but they're going to be like, you know, like, what the fuck happened? You know what I mean? I don't think they're going to hurt us because they set us up already. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's like a parent scolding the child. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like,
yeah, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm.
But you smashing aliens?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, you know. Why are you so confident?
Well, I mean, I'm going to try. You know what I mean?
You would try? Like, I mean, how would you holler at an alien?
Not like try, but you know what I mean.
I was like, how would you holler at an alien, though? Like,
well... Oh, no, they would have to holler at me. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? I ain't Captain Kirk in it. You know what I mean? But, you know, they have to holler at me, man. It has to be something,
so
a humanoid.
So the alien has to spit the game at you?
Yeah, and it has to be a humanoid, too. Like,
a humanoid?
Yeah, it has to, you know what I mean? I don't know if I can find beauty in, you know what I mean,
five arms. Because, like, I'm not going to...
like that.
Five arms?
Yeah, or,
oh,
you know.
I'm going to say, because, like, Gamora... from Marvel?
Okay.
She's bad as fuck to me.
Yeah. They
Mystique?
Mm-hmm.
Like in her natural form?
Yeah.
She's kind of bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, that blue shit from X-Men?
Yeah. Yeah.
She's kind of bad.
Yeah. What about Gamora's sister?
Gamora's sister?
Yeah. Okay.
She's a robot, though.
Right. Yeah.
No, I don't know. No, robots, no, that's not. Mm-hmm. But like aliens, I...
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I would smash an alien. And I've said this before, but it's like you once in a lifetime thing, you know?
Right.
And it's like I'll end up catching a disease that I know no doctor. Yeah, right. No, I don't think I'm smashing an alien actually because
you said I'm a no doctor.
No, because no doctor is going to be able to cure anything that I would catch.
But we got to set her the alien, we have to set her up to be on like she got to be up to par. I'm not just going smack. You know what I mean? Like, she got to be, you know what I mean? She has to be the alien. She has to be the one. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's how it goes in the movies, like, too, though, right? Like, it's always the baddest alien with the baddest human or, you know what I mean? Like, it's going to be that kind of thing.
Yeah, but it's like she's going to give you
I'm
something.
Not worried about that if she's the bad. You know what I'm saying? Don't misinterpret it, but you know what I'm saying.
But
yeah,
it's like, I don't know. Like, so it's like you wake up like the next day and you're like just half alien and shit and like.
I'm kind of looking
like
for that.
You got a tentacle coming out your ass.
Yeah, but see, I don't want none of that. Like, see, that's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying. Like, but that's the risk you're taking right now. And you're like, yeah, if she's bad, fuck it.
See, I sound bad saying that. If she's
that's
bad.
What I'm saying, man. But what if it's a bad alien, but she got like a tentacle coming out her back?
I'm not doing that. And it's rubbing on your leg.
No, you know what
I'm
mean?
Not doing any. That's what I'm saying. It can't be any abnormalities except she can be green like Gamora type thing. You know what I'm saying? We know that there's nothing else happening because Quill,
big
that's
forehead.
Quill's girl.
Big forehead.
Oh, one of them. No, I'm not doing one of those. No. No. No splice type chick or anything either. No.
Four eyes.
No.
Why not, bro? Come on.
No, that's not happening.
I feel like that'd be hot.
No.
You have more eyes to look at me? That is fire. That is hot.
And you're looking deeper into my soul.
Hell yeah, no, bro. That is so fire. Like bigger ears? No, I would agree. No. Wait, what?
Yeah. I don't know.
The movie Kung Pao?
Of course, yes.
The woman with three breasts?
Yeah, and
she's
on
Total
Recall.
Titties. What about that?
Triple
titties.
Yeah.
That's why Total Recall was one of my favorite movies, because she had triple titties, too, and she's a bad
four. What about
mom.
Four titties? I would do four.
Yeah.
No? You want to do four? That's just a lot. It's a lot going on. That's just... It's a lot going on.
Yeah, that's a superpower.
But you want to do the tentacle coming out the back?
Nah, man, that's scary. That's what I'm saying. Like those kind of those type of additions are the ones that I don't want. Like because I don't want to reach around and you know what I mean. Like
what do you? Why you don't have to reach around? It just exists.
Yeah, I don't want to be touched or feel alien. I'd rather feel the human experience of that. If we did it,
the human experience of that. All right.
I want the human part. I want the humanoid part.
So real question. If you ran the world, right? What would it be like?
Ooh.
If you ran the world.
So the truth is I love diplomacy.
Okay.
I think the Greeks kind of got that right. You know what I mean? With the voting process and you know, I would put that in place everywhere. You know what I mean? Like that would be something that would be everywhere so that there was an equal opportunity for people being represented at every level of the human being. You know what I mean? From the neighborhood to the school to the work to the everybody's always voted into that place by the people who are a part of that structure and no bigger organization or entity that has nothing to do with that structure. I think that people need to. Literally, you know what I mean? That's what I would do. You know what I mean? I would literally just have it that way so that at every level, it's people who people actually trust and the system is regulated by just people who actually is just dedicated to making sure that that specific process is regulated. That's the only type of power structure I would, you know, put in place.
Hell yeah.
Man.
That's it. I mean, I really honestly just wouldn't run the world.
The world.
I mean, honestly, that's a lot. Nah, but if I ran the world, I mean, I always said I support the king and the queen.
Mm-hmm.
And the only reason I support that is because if you have a good king and queen,
mm-hmm.
one that's not like a tyrant, one mm-hmm. that's not like abusive with his power, mm-hmm. I felt like that's always been the best way to run. Because mm-hmm. you just have one leader that's consistent.
Mm-hmm.
The laws are consistent. Everything is consistent. Because mm-hmm. what's wrong with today, personally, to me, is that like everything changes so crazily.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so many people get to thrive from it,
mm-hmm.
which is what's so beautiful about America, mm-hmm. I think. Mm-hmm. And with the way the stock system uh-huh. works and all that uh-huh. and business and everything, so many people get to thrive from mm-hmm. so many changes.
Because
mm-hmm. with, you know, changes comes good things mm-hmm. and bad things.
Fluidity.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So if you bet on the good things that mm-hmm. happen, you know, you thrive in this mm-hmm. world. But I just think the best things for the world would happen with consistency.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying, you know, you put a king and queen in power and mm-hmm. no matter what, if they end up bad, so what? I just think, you know, you put laws in their power and
but what
play.
Does a king and queen, but, I want to ask you, what does a king and queen, what is the people under the king and queen, what are they considered?
What do you mean?
What is and you running
fucking
the world?
Peasants. No, I'm just playing.
That's why I wanted to know the temperature of the
world.
So
I mean, like,
running.
like, as you go further in the system, I mean, like, everyone just supports the system because, like, you have your soldiers that are running, like, the best military, whatever. Mm-hmm. But, like, everything is structured that way. Mm-hmm. You have your leader. You have everything just perfectly structured. But I like the diplomacy aspect mm-hmm. under the king and queen, though.
Okay.
Like, I don't like diplomacy, like, on a level where it's just leveled.
Mm-hmm.
I like something controlling
this. Of course, there is something control. That is me, but there's diplomacy on
all right, every level. Okay, yeah. That's fair. Mm-hmm. So I think we kind of agree. Because mm-hmm. I like the diplomacy and a fact where, yeah, you need a different outlook and every single, you need like every, like you need that piece of shit
mm-hmm.
in the room. And then mm-hmm. you need that really, that mm-hmm. really good person in
right.
the room. And then you also need that really level. Maniac person mm-hmm. in the room. And you need mm-hmm. that real level person mm-hmm. in the room. So I agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
And literally everything.
So yes.
that everything could be
yes.
good. But I just feel like with a king and a queen, which, mm-hmm. I think we agree on that. That's okay. fire.
Yeah, because, I mean, fire. Yeah, because okay. the king would have a wife, so she would be the queen, because, you know what I mean? Like, so absolutely. But yeah, man, because, I mean, I think that people need to be represented by people that represent them.
Yeah.
Do you, like, just literally, man, like, I don't want nobody gifted. I understand, nepotism in the form of me being the king and then my child inherits the throne, you know what I mean? But I don't approve of that in politics and the shit that runs the world, you know what I mean? Just, because they may not be as smart or have the same views and, you know, shit gotta run just how it's supposed to, not what somebody start thinking because they're in that position, you know what I mean?
And it's a crazy world we live in, man.
Fucking crazy.
So, crazy. I have an important question for you.
Okay.
I have a really important question.
Important. Okay.
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 So.
Important.
If you had to fight.
Okay.
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 You have two options here.
I'm listening.
You had to fight two Hillary Clinton-sized chickens. Those are some big-ass chickens.
Mm-hmm.
Or you had to fight 30. Chicken-sized Hillary Clinton's. Who are you fighting?
Two chicken-sized Hillary. I mean, two Hillary Clinton-sized chicken.
Let's go. I agree with that, too.
Yeah.
We got chemistry.
Yeah.
K-E-M.
Yes.
Chemistry.
Yes.
I'll put that up there.
Yes.
Yeah. Why do you think that way?
Well,
literally almost everybody else that I've asked that question to has chosen the other answer, including Steve.
I don't know why, Steve, but I like my answers. I like my chances of going back to back. You know what I mean? Like going at one and then turning and going at the other one. I'd rather be in that ping pong session.
I
more
feel like
than
I could quickly just
trying to grab to kick off 30.
Just,
yeah, I couldn't.
Yeah, I mean, me, I could easily like I don't know. I'm like I said, I'm clumsy.
Yeah, I can't wrangle.
One wrong move and I just got mad chickens just pecking my neck and like mm-hmm. all swarming me, or I like throw out my leg and now I'm wounded and I'm mm-hmm. just like,
you can't
oh
do
god,
anything. No.
Now I'm sweating and nervous and I'm getting, you know, cornered by like 25 chickens because I only got 5 of them.
Nope.
And now it's looking bad. But, you know, with two chickens, that's a test of my manhood, too, because it's like if I go down, I chose the option.
There
you know,
it is.
To go out like a warrior.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that option.
That's it.
I like that option.
It's Hillary Clinton, right?
Yes.
But she's this big.
But 30 of them.
But how many?
Okay. Yes. Are we getting into an argument or are we having a fist fight?
No, it's a fight.
He said a
They're
fight.
They're coming to kill you.
He said a fight.
Steve.
I can kick them 10 feet away from
Steve,
me.
Steve, that's 30 of those.
But that's 30.
Steve, that's 30. But Steve, that's 30. And if you kick one or two, the other ones are going to swarm you.
That's a lot.
They're swarming.
Hillary Clinton is also weak.
Yeah.
She's physically
weak. But
like,
you think
so? Why not just take two of them and just get rid of them?
And ask her to pick up
she's. They're all gonna have a plan. They're gonna be like, well, they're gonna be like, okay, the two of you, sorry, but you're gonna have to take that kick, and we're all just we're gonna get him. We're gonna grab his leg and take him down.
She's never spoken like that. She's so.
We've never seen
she's
her emails.
Going to try to find a reasonable solution with me, but it'll be 30 of them trying to find reasonable solutions with me.
We've never seen her
and
emails.
I will just kick
never
and
seen them.
We've never seen her emails.
We've never seen them though.
Well, she could be talking.
Right. So before I kick her off into the sunset, I'll ask her, "Hey, what was in the email?"
Yes. How aggressive?
Grandma, it's the FWD button.
But like I said,
I love it.
And then, and like I said, like what if? Again, you don't know that there's supposed to be 30 of them. What if 25 come at you you don't see it, and then five come out, and they have, like, knives, and they're just, like...
Well, you didn't say anything about knives. Do the chickens have knives? I don't think so. Come on.
I don't know.
If they have knives, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's I'd rather take two over 30, half my size, instead of 30, half of her size. Yeah, I'll take that, too. Let me try to...
And if I go down, you know what?
Yeah,
it just is what it is.
Like, come on, just let's be diplomatic. And I think that I probably would be able to sway one, you know what I mean, into something. You know what I mean? To kind of talk the other one down, you know what I mean? Hopefully, you know what I mean?
No, like, I can see it.
You know,
I can see
like...
And you know what? I feel like, at the very least, I feel like it would be a bloodbath of a fight where I would, like... I would win, but, like, just be on my deathbed almost. And that's heroic. That's great.
And listen, you know what? She's older than me, man. I don't want to feel like, you know.
You just kicked 30, like, really old women.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. Yeah, two of them you might not see. Yeah, man.
You kicked 30 midgets, old women midgets.
Right in the face.
Like, you can hide doing that, like, twice. Like, you know what I mean? Like, punching. And then, like, kind of, or hide her somewhere. Yeah.
Like, families are around watching it happen.
Yeah, you're in trouble. Like, feed them in the park. Yeah, like, yeah, man. I don't want anybody to see that.
Also, pretty good notoriety, right? Lots of cameras flash.
Like, holy shit.
Hey, I just met Hillary Clinton 30 times.
30 times.
We shook hands.
Yeah, there's two sides. So, you know what I mean? I don't think it's a bad way either way.
Yo, imagine, like, instead of, like, fighting them, you just pull out your camera and, like, oh, my God, there's 30 Hillary Clinton running at me. And just go live, and you're just...
Forever, you're a millionaire.
Go live, and you're just running away until, like, animal control comes.
I don't know, man.
Oh, my God.
That's crazy.
I've never seen so clearly both sides.
No, but like, what if you call 911 on the two chickens? Like, if you call 911 on the two chickens, do you think 911 even comes? Like, if you say, yeah, I got two angry chickens.
And they Hillary Clinton size. Hillary Clinton size chicken.
Wait, how big are the chickens? Yeah, they're in comparison to Hillary Clinton.
Why are you using that as a unit of measure?
Man.
Just please come. I don't think I stand a chance.
This is the mall. Come to my
Or they send an ambulance thinking you're on drugs.
They send a fire truck.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
someone's OD'd.
All right. So, in conclusion, or to conclude, I'm high as hell, man.
That's the purpose, man. That's the purpose.
Oh, man. I love how you were just like not shook at all.
Yes, that's the purpose, man. That's what I'm here for. Listen, I'm not going to lie, though, and there isn't anybody that doesn't know me that wouldn't say the same thing. Like, yo, man, every time we smoke, you don't even look like you smoke, man.
Me?
But you see my glasses, they got a little tint on them, buddy, so
yeah,
I'm good under here. But
it's still blue-like glasses.
Yes, I feel great. It's been a pleasure.
Hell yeah, man.
Yeah.
That was the loudest... Oh, man. But yeah, man, high off life. That was some good stuff. But yeah.
All the way around. Yeah, bud.
Yeah, man. So that was a fire episode. That was a fire conversation. You know, thank you for everybody watching. You know, that was some fire, man. That was some fire weed too. I am high off life. If I've ever been high off life, I am high off life right now. So subscribe, like, share. This is the last video before our rebrand. We are going to come at you with a lot of good things, including more of this. We are turning this into a series, High Off Life. And we hope you love this because we got a lot more ideas cooking for you. We can't wait to give you more content. Thank you. And shout out to Belgium as always. Thank you, everybody.
Belgium. Number one, Max Verstappen, as always.
Have a good night.